My name is Tessa Young, and I'm the gardener here at Rough Point. So currently there are four people on the grounds crew. There's one full-time employee, he's groundskeeper, one seasonal groundskeeper, and then another employee who is an assistant to grounds and gardens. And then there's me as the estate gardener. This time of year, I'll start ordering more dahlia tubers for the spring to plant and thinking about what kind of color scheme I might want out there next year, and getting all of the different kitchen garden seeds for vegetable crops in order, and making a list of things that I might want to add or different seed packets I might need to get for the future. During this time of year as well, we winterize the fig trees in the kitchen garden and the banana tree in the tropical garden. So with the fig trees, this will be our second year trying this new method. It worked very well last year. We tie them together into almost teepee shapes, and then we wrap them with moving blankets, actually. And then on top of that, we wrap them with plastic, like heavy-duty sheeted plastic. Wrap that all up, and they stay there until it stops being so cold at night. So when temperatures start to regulate, then we take that all off. Sometimes there is some deadheading just from some frozen branches from the top down that we have to take care of. And then with the banana tree, I cage it off with some chicken fence, build a cage around it, and I layer a whole bunch of fall leaves on top of that to kind of help keep it warmer in there so that the corn doesn't die and freeze over the winter. So typically with the dahlia tubers that we do have, 2 weeks after our first frost date, we dig them up out of the ground. And I let them dry for maybe about a week or so in our little greenhouse. And then I put them in lawn and leaf bags with wood shavings that we get from our crew in town who does all the work on the houses. They give us their wood shavings to use. And then we bring the dahlia tubers into, there's a special room in the basement that brings in cold air from outside so that they stay in a nice sort of regulated cold climate, and they stay dormant in there until the spring when I start to bring them out and repot them again. Every year we do order some new tubers just in case something goes wrong. A couple years ago, it was really, really, really cold. All of the tubers, for the most part, didn't come back the next year. They died because it was too cold. So I always order more tubers just in case, but it makes it fun because then every year we have a couple new varieties in the gardens and even more flowers out there. And so that's kind of what I do this time of year. If you have your own dahlias at home and you don't want to have to buy completely new ones every year, you should be digging them up 2 weeks after the first frost date. In warmer climates, our zone doesn't work, but in other climates, you can leave them underground, or you can try to. We tried last year putting landscape fabric on top of some of the tubers to see if they would winter over in the ground, and most of them did, but last winter was a warmer winter for our climate, our zone, so I can't use that as something going into the future per se, just depending on how the winters are. So if you have your own dahlias, you could do either or, but if you're in a colder climate and you try to just leave them underground with some protection, you might be at risk of losing them for the following spring. For trying to bring greenery into the house over the winter time, like houseplants and stuff like that, the best thing that you could do is look at what sort of windows you have in your home and really think about light requirements for particular plants. I really recommend going to local nurseries if you have them nearby instead of going to the big box store places just to help out your neighbor kind of thing. But it's great to bring plants inside. It helps improve your oxygen inside and everything like that. The one tip I will say for sure with houseplants is also trying to not overwater them. That's a very common thing. Typically with indoor plants, it's kind of best to let them, unless they're specific ones, to let them get dry out first. Otherwise, you're going to start getting soil gnats and things like that. And the winter time is a great time on the Rough Point grounds to really notice how spectacular our pines and yews are here. We have a great number of really old yews, which you don't see a lot of that kind of age. It's a specimen tree. You don't see a lot of those sorts of trees around very often. And I mean, that's really the time to appreciate evergreens and whatnot. And if you're here on a day that snows, there's snow on the ground or in the trees, that's really great too, especially looking at the turkey oak, because it's such a big, magnificent tree. Just having the branches laden with the snow is just a really pleasant, pleasant experience. So over the winter, the camels, they just hang out where they are. The plants go dormant. Some of them do, unfortunately, die over the winter just from the cold, and then in the spring we'll get back to them and take care of them and clean them up for when you guys come and visit when it gets warm out again. And even in the barrenness of the gardens, there's something beautiful in that, because you can use your imagination and try to think about what might be coming in the following spring without it being so busy and already presented to you. Thank you for visiting us, and we hope to see you sometime soon, either in the spring or in the winter time. Thank you.